This is Bittersweet Between My Teeth, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the characters Alpha 17 and Femur. Tagged, age regression / de-aging, friendship, escape, alternate universe canon divergence, and friendship via explosions. This isn't his Master Dooku. Femur swallows a little, trying not to let his fear show as Dooku goes down on one knee in front of him, gripping his shoulders. There's concern in his face, and he looks the same, but it's like there's a thin sheen of oil over what should be familiar. The grip of his hands makes Femur's heart pound, and it shouldn't, but it does. And Femur might be barely 13, not even a Padawan yet, but he knows about trusting the Force, and the Force is saying something is wrong. There's another boy behind Dooku, a human with curly black hair, but one of the droid guards has him by the back of the neck, pinning him in place. He's angry. Angry in a way that vibrates through Femur's bones, but he's scared too. Femur meets his eyes over Dooku's shoulder, sees the look there, and takes a breath. "My boy," Dooku says, and it should be gentle, it should be kind, because Femur's interacted with Dooku before, and that's how he always is. But there's something dark about it, like an edge of greed that Femur can't quite sense, but knows is there regardless. "You had us quite worried, disappearing like that. It's been almost a month." Femur isn't entirely sure how he got here. He woke up in the forest outside the castle, and the droids found him right afterwards, but before that, he was in the temple, in the creche, getting ready for a lightsaber lesson with Master T, thinking, desperately, that maybe this time he could impress one of the masters enough to get chosen as a Padawan, even though he knows it doesn't usually happen like that. "Sorry, Master Dooku," he says quickly, and Dooku's hands tighten on his shoulders, send unease crawling up his spine. "That's quite all right, Femur," Dooku says. "Much has changed while you were gone, however, and I'm glad you're safe." He squeezes, then rises to his feet, keeping one hand on Femur's shoulder as he turns towards the door of the castle. Femur watches his gaze flicker to the other boy, and Dooku's expression darkens. Just a little, but enough. "Take him out to the forest and let him go," Dooku orders the droid, and it could be a kind gesture, but from the way the boy's eyes widen, it's not. He's smeared with mud, and his red shirt has a rip in one sleeve that shows blood underneath, and Femur woke up in a relatively secluded place without any wildlife, but, Femur thinks, and meets his gaze again. Sees the boy's eyes widen in surprise, then narrow warily, and Femur looks up at the droid, over at Dooku, and finds his gaze catching on Dooku's lightsaber. Femur swallows, but puts a hand up, clutching at Dooku's heavy cloak. "Master," he says, "I don't remember how I got here." Dooku pats his shoulder, though he doesn't so much as look down at him. "That's quite all right, child. It's not safe for you to go back to the temple right now, but you can stay here with me." The edge of something dark is in those words, too, and Femur breathes in, breathes out. "All right," he says, just as the droid takes a step back, hauling the boy with it. The boy snarls, twists and jerks and fights, and Dooku glances over with distaste rising on his face. Femur snatches the lightsaber from his belt and lunges. It's not right, because the crystal is screaming, and it's painful, awful, grates at every sense. But Femur ignites it in a wash of red, sets his feet just the way Master Yoda taught them when facing a bigger opponent, and drives the blade forward through metal. Instantly, the other droids around the room lurch into motion, blasters rising. Dooku curses, spins to follow, and Fimor puts his body between Dooku and the stolen lightsaber, grabs the other boy, hits the ground as the boy tackles him, half an instant before a blaster bolt cuts through the space where their heads just were. "Are you stupid?" the other boy demands, rolling to his feet and dragging Fimor up with him. "Don't just stand there." "I'm not," Fimor protests, and proves it by grabbing the boy's hand and bolting for the hallway behind them. There's a shout of his name, running steps, but Fimor doesn't look back, hauling the other boy sideways down another corridor and right to a set of narrow stairs. They clatter down them, and there's a droid just rounding the corner at the bottom of them, but Fimor shoves out a hand, throws it back into the wall hard enough to dent stone, and the boy hanging onto him makes a loud, victorious sound. "You're a Jedi," he says, halfway between accusation and revelation, and turns, dragging Fimor down a short side corridor and into a wide room with a holo projector and a stained glass window. As soon as the door closes, he pulls Fimor around to point at the control panel and orders, "Break that." Fimor ignites the lightsaber again, wincing when the crystal's screams redouble. It's bleeding, bleeding red instead of the blue it should be, and Fimor can feel the way it's been twisted, corrupted, broken. He swallows hard against the nausea, but slashes the blade down across the panel in a spray of sparks, destroying it. "We need to leave," he says, and lets the blade die, closing his hand around the hilt. "Master Dooku, he's not right." "He's an asshole," the boy mutters, but he gives Fimor a narrow look and then says abruptly, "I'm Alpha 17. It's an odd name, but Fimor isn't about to say that. "I'm Fimor," he returns politely, and looks down at Dooku's lightsaber again, glances up towards the holo projector, and says, "We can call for help, maybe." Something faintly relieved flickers across Alpha 17's face, even as he scoffs. With a booming crash, the doors dent. Fimor yelps, and without a pause, Alpha grabs his hand again, drags him forward at a dead run and out the side of the door, then down a long, twisting corridor, making turns every time the path splits. There are metal feet behind them, and Fimor feels a surge of fear, of alarm, of awareness, and pulls Alpha 17 sideways and out onto the top of the wall surrounding the castle. "Not the woods," Alpha 17 says. "There are dire cats. We'll get eaten." With a flicker of despair, Fimor comes to a sharp halt, looking around. "Then where?" he asks, and if they can get back to the Jedi Temple, they'll be safe, but he has no idea where in the galaxy they even are, and Dooku's lightsaber is still screaming in his hand. Alpha 17's hand tightens around his, and he looks around them, then takes a breath. "Over there," he says, and points toward a staircase at the end of the wall. "I can fly a speeder, if you're not going to cry or something." Fimor rolls his eyes, but doesn't let go of Alpha 17's hand. "I'm not going to cry," he says. "There's just something wrong with Master Dooku's lightsaber, and it hurts." Alpha 17 casts him a surprised look, then flicks a glance down at the hilt. "Can you fix it?" he asks dubiously. Fimor pauses, startled, and looks at it as well. And he can do a bit of healing. They've been having lessons on it these last few weeks. He's just never thought of applying healing to a kyber crystal. "Yes," he says determinedly, and casts Alpha 17 a bright, relieved smile. "I can, you're right." Alpha 17 is staring at him, a look on his face like Fimor just smacked him. Then, sharply, he jerks around, tightens his grip on Fimor, and drags him forward at a run. "I guess you're not completely useless then," he says, just a little too loudly. Fimor rolls his eyes, but can't help a smile. "If we can find a kitchen or a storeroom, I know how to make flour into a bomb," he says, like a peace offering. Alpha 17 pauses, glancing back this time, and the look on his face is suddenly twice as interested, with an edge of a smirk. "A bomb," he repeats, and they take the stairs down as fast as they can manage. "I can rig a power cell into a detonator if we can get one of those droids' blasters." Fimor curls his hand tighter around Dooku's lightsaber and nods firmly. "Let's go," he says, and Alpha 17 hauls him forward at a run, heading down. The end.